American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live on this third day of June 2004, coming to you from the studios live at Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. I just love saying that. I'm going to get into many news stories. Not many. I'm going to narrow this down a little bit. I've been on a roll this week with a particular theme. I want to do an expose from Ted Twitmeyer on Walmart truth straight from their lips, and we will do that. This is pretty shocking stuff, folks. I've talked about Wally World a lot in the past, but this will blow you away. it's good stuff. And also a little bit more on the EU and the problems they're having with the globalists are having problems, folks, with the French, the Dutch, the Germans, and other places. The anti-globalist theme is starting to split at the seams in Europe. We'll get into that also a little bit. And we'll take some phone calls. This is kind of an open phone Friday, but please bear with me. I want to get to the bulk of this. I am sometimes torn as a talk show host because we want people to participate. We want you to feel the strength of your own opinions and, best of all, the gumption to express those opinions. And we appreciate that. This program will always be interactive. I mean, it's sometimes balanced with news stories that I want to get out, because sometimes a talk show host, quite frankly, folks, if you're not an absolute tyrant at the mute switch, at the pull down switch, sometimes the show topic subjects will get off in other directions, and that's okay too. But for the sake of today, I'm going to do this information, and then we will get on to some other news stories, and we'll intersperse your phone calls on this Friday edition, kind of the open phone Friday edition of the National Intel Report. And we've got a break coming up in about a minute. And I just want to remind folks out there, by supporting and purchasing products through this network, that's right, you support the network. And I want to remind folks out there that we do sell the world's best air purifier, not an air cleaner, not something that you have to fool with. You don't have to change filters in them or oil it or take special care. You can, I'll steal Ron Popeil's line. That was a great line. On I forget what it was. I think it was a rotisserie of some sort. You just set it and forget it. Well, that's what the Aeronizer is like, folks, to kill molds, mildews, bacterias, pets, smoke odors, to kill viruses and germs in your environment, on the surfaces, in your home. It keeps the dust down. It's just literally a miracle product. Very proud to be to have that product on board. And you want to call Sandra right now, because Sandra's not doing anything at this very moment, at 800-724-2719 to pick up one of these Wonder Machines today. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ted Twitmire did an outstanding expose on Walmart, and this is one of my pet peeves, ladies and gentlemen. World's largest retailer. Sam Walton, a good guy? You be the judge. And you may want to consider changing your shopping habits. It may take you a little bit longer to maybe find an equal product at what Walmart sells at that price. You might have to go someplace else for a sales price, or you may just have to be a better shopper. But you may want to consider, after I get done telling you this, of your carefree shopping in the acres and acres of Wally World. A CNBC in-depth 2-hour documentary on Walmart has aired several times and revealed the real truth about the world's largest retailer. Since few people will watch news on the weekend, especially on a holiday like this one, the story was up from the 30th of May, and he was referring to Memorial Day. He says, as few people will watch this on this weekend, I've summarized the important details in this report. The documentary was the best I've seen in years, despite leaving out some important facts, which I've included. The chain does $32 billion a year. This report will bring out important highlights from that show. We won't get into the name calling or labels. I'm presenting the facts with a few comments. There shouldn't be one person on the planet that should not be concerned about what they are doing. With more than 500 stores in the U.S. alone, they have a big impact and far, far too much power. Question, another arm for the government? Keep in mind as you listen to this that their headquarters contains a Homeland Security office, which is off-limits to most Walmart associates, in the chain's headquarters. This office was never brought up in the documentary. One should ask why. The chain has more than 120 distribution centers located all around the country. One such center, with more than 18 miles of conveyor belts moving individual boxes, has a floor area of more than 2 million square feet. You could not see the other end of the building inside as boxes on conveyors moved away from the camera to become tiny little specks. The conveyors feed an army of tractor trailers that literally pack the boxes to the ceiling of the trailer boxes themselves. In the event of national disaster and forced rationing, the government has already made distribution pipeline. There is little doubt they've already know this. How many stores do you know of that have secret offices belonging to Homeland Security? A constant stream of business people with products for them to sell come to their store's headquarters in Arkansas. There are more than 60 small rooms, all constantly packed with manufacturers, distributors, and inventors attempting to get to the store market, or market their products, I should say. Store reviewers come into each room to review products and make determinations. Well, the greed quickly destroys a lifetime of work. Pillowtex Corporation, you're going to love this one, had more than $1.2 billion in sales, with $450 to $500 million of it alone in Walmart, according to the company's former CEO. Now, he was quite bitter about this, as he described how Walmart drove his prices lower and lower. Then the store had the nerve to firmly suggest he go offshore to get his products made. In the end, he liquidated his company and was forced to fire all 14,000 employees, 14,000 people all unemployed. This is the cost of jumping in bed with the devil. Think about that the next time you go to the store to buy a pillow. Now, the academia speaks out. Professor Stone of Iowa State has remarked that small business grocery stores lose 25% of their business and it never comes back. Interviews with the chain CEO, Lee Scott, illustrated how he is master at spinning questions into off-topic answers to make himself and the store look good. Perhaps that's why he has a figurehead job in an amazingly tiny office for his position there. Another surprise, the chain is taking off big in China. At the time the show was produced, they had 14 stores in that country, and management itself was in the planning stage to opening up many others. They are also selling produce, which Chinese people would normally purchase in street markets. According to one Chinese family, the store prices are very good and very low. This makes one wonder what will happen to a Chinese vegetable suppliers to Walmart as they, too, are told to lower prices. Will they also be told to go offshore? They are already offshore. So where do you go next when offshore costs too much? Perhaps there is an answer to that. Lessons from history for Chinese factories from the chip business. In ongoing offshore, the world has a lesson to learn from the semiconductor industry. China should learn from this, but the writer seriously doubts it. First, Silicon Valley manufacturers went to Japan to have chips made. This was back in the 1970s. Then when Japan's cost of living shot up, they were too expensive for the manufacturers to use. Then it was Korea who manufactured them next, but then they became too expensive. Manufacturing was moved to the Pacific Rim, these countries, to make the chips. I still have tubes of chips that have labels made in one or more of the following countries, which then list almost every third world country on planet Earth. When it was brought up in a board meeting in the Canadian company about 20 years ago on CBC's television program Venture, that a bag of rice per month is expected by employees in a Pacific Rim country along with their paycheck, one CEO said this, "Well, I guess we're in the rice business now. I sometimes wonder if they are still there or if they've moved their manufacturing elsewhere. I'm not sure I quite understand that, but we'll move on. Rising cost of living in China must impact the chain. It would be arrogant of China to think that they, too, won't become too expensive for Walmart. Management won't be happy as product costs must rise to pay for a higher lifestyle." Remember, I'm saying higher lifestyle. Harken back to the rhetoric that our own sellout politicians told us about NAFTA. Oh, yes. We're going to move some factories down there, boost the Mexican economy, and then they'll be able to buy the products that they're producing. Did it happen? Absolutely not. And it was never intended from the start to happen. In the meantime, this is happening to Mexicans, and, well, you've seen the end result of that. Are there many good jobs down in Mexico? No, they're pouring over our borders to come and take ours, which in turn, ladies and gentlemen, is driving down our wage standard here. You like poverty? Get ready for it. You'll see more of it. What, you haven't had too much of an increase in your lifestyle or your living standard in the last 20, 25 years? Congratulations, you won't see it for the many years to come, at least while you're on this planet Earth. Now, to continue with this article, got a little sidetracked there. In fact, it's inevitable because increasing any country's standard of living depends on price increases. Could Africa become the next China? It's about the only other place left for dirt cheap labor. China is now embracing the expensive automobile and discouraging cheap bicycles. They are now on the same path as Japan. The bubble must burst, as the Chinese people are now enjoying a higher cost of living while at the expense of American jobs. I hope they enjoy that bubble while it's still there. Those idiot yellow smiley faces for always low prices in Walmart will disappear. Sooner or later, Walmart will run out of places to set up sweatshop manufacturing. What's interesting about this is that the NWO efforts, that's right, the New World Order efforts, to level the world's economies will actually work against Walmart philosophies. The store's success must be based on he-haves versus the have-nots. If America becomes a nation of have-nots because of the New World Order and globalism, then who will be able to buy the store's products? We could actually see the return of small businesses to America in the not-too-distant future. Well, isn't that a wonderful thing? Let me take a time out here. I had a conversation with Robbie Noel last night with the perspective from somebody that lived in South Africa. And he was saying, you know, years ago, he left the country, by the way, in 1979 and came to America. He said years ago, he says it was fascinating because people would get made-in-America products, and they were just astounded by them. They enjoyed them. They were products that were made to last. And he says, I can remember the 65 Mustang when it came out in America. He said, if you had a Mustang here in South Africa, you were like a god. People would throw themselves down in front of the car so you would stop so they could get a better look at it. But we were equated, ladies and gentlemen, with the inventiveness. We have produced all the time-saving devices that are on planet Earth now. If you think about the real history and what America has done and affected the rest of the world, and you take time to consider and think about that, these were the people that were entrepreneurs. These were the small manufacturing people. These were the people with the ideas, because they knew that once they developed a better widget to bring to market, to employ people, to create jobs, that the only limit to this was one man's or one woman's imagination. This is why America grew so fast and grew so strong. And coupled with that, think about this, folks, coupled with freedom and liberty to contract with who you wanted to contract, to be left alone, to have associations that you wanted, there was no government interference. We had our own country, and we were some pretty happy campers. Now, rather than taking this idea and spreading this to the rest of the world, well, let's just have other forms of government. And folks, people can have their own government. Saddam Hussein can have his. Or Germany can have theirs. Or France can have theirs. Or Canada can have theirs. See, this is the antithesis to globalism, the nation state for its own determination and the good of its own people. Not somebody's lofty idea that we all become homogeneous and one color with nations with no borders and everything is just happy, swell, and that is not what these people are selling. So keep this in mind as I continue with this story, to really get an idea of, because before you remember what we once were, we are to be no more. Even the memory itself is being wiped out. Will America itself be wiped out? I certainly hope not, folks. And I hope the New World Order falls on its face, but only with your help.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Talking about Wally World, the program revealed that the chain now has 5,000 lawsuits, with an average of 3 new lawsuits each and every day. After 9 years, one female employee stated her salary was just $8.43. Who can live on that? Matt Foley, a motivational speaker, character played by the late Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live, said it best. They could end up like him, eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Building a company using employees as floor mats, another female employee stated that a male employee was making $10,000 a year more than she was for the very same job. When the CEO, Lee Scott, was asked about sex discrimination lawsuits, he stated, "You can't run a company on how to avoid the next lawsuit." Walmart is being sued with several class action suits besides sex discrimination, including locking workers in stores overnight for employee safety. Walmart is also under investigation for illegal alien employees, says, "We can't verify the immigration of every employee." Another lie. They have the Office of Homeland Security right there. And if they can help verify illegal aliens, who can? This goes way beyond Dumb and Dumber, folks. There's an agenda here. All is not well in the blue smock land. Highly organized efforts are underway everywhere in America against the chain. There was a briefing of more than 200 activists in Rochester, New York. The organizer of the group said their employees are easy to find. They're the ones wearing those stupid blue smocks. There is also serious protest around the country against the store for terrible health insurance. CEO Scott was asked about the claim that the store spends $3,500 on employee health care benefits. Scott slowly answered, well, let me answer that carefully. Sam believed that as individuals, they should pay part of the cost. What a dumb type A remark on a paycheck far below poverty level. Scott then brags about profit sharing, 401k, and other programs. When asked if Scott thinks employees feel like a partner, he answers, that's a ridiculous question. He knows the answer just as we do. They all feel like slaves, and we have no choice but to work there. But Scott couldn't bring himself to say that. I can't begin to describe Scott's attempt to restrain his aggressive body language to many of the well-thought-out questions put to him. He, too, will answer one day for his actions to that greatest of all CEOs who doesn't live here on planet Earth. You can fight them and win. One man in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, has led a successful group efforts to keep the chain out of the area for 7 years. He has raised more than $80,000 to hire high-power lawyers to fight them and has won the battle. When asked about the Lancaster people, Scott made a remark about how wrong it is for a small group of people to keep them out of anywhere they want to go. When he failed to notice that it's in today's economy, few healthy people have the time available to fight them. Instead, the average person is just treading water, trying not to drown financially. Under the economic ruin, the company has already rained down on the economy. The rich get richer, and the poor get poorer. In California, a public vote kept them out of the L.A. area. When Scott was asked about that action, he had little other to say than, we decided to accept the results of the vote. What other choice did he have? He just won't ever admit how blatantly wrong it is for a company to force itself into communities and drive local small businesses under. Sam Walton, first corporate slave driver for Walmart. When you read Walton's biography, you get the impression of a good old boy who cares about America. What a lie that was. Also how he drove a beat-up old pickup truck to the breakfast at the local diner. In reality, he had his own private plane, which he piloted himself. This was not a biplane either. The following is an eyewitness account of flying with Walton. Quoting, he often flew across country going from store to store, long before there were 500-plus stores. If he saw an empty parking lot, Walton would take the plane into the terrifying nosedive, land at the nearest airfield, and go straight to the store. He would then interrogate the store manager and demand to know why the parking lot was empty. At one store, this happened as a result of a local football game. The store manager told him to come back after 2 p.m. and the lot would be packed. Now, this is just one example that shows the mentality of current management and a legacy of Walton himself. I've often wondered if Walton's casket was made of old wooden pallets from the store and then painted blue and red with old Walmart paint. But then that might cost too much. Their plants in China never make one of anything. My question for the old CEO and the head slave driver. Okay, Scott, if you read this, which I doubt he will, show the world how using just 1% of your revenue, about $320 million, on real health care for your business associates. Show us how that would really hurt your bottom line. Wall Street would get over it in a few days, and your employees, associates, would work harder for you. We're sure you know, Mr. Scott, that with the new ruthless bankruptcy laws, your employees can no longer escape the death grip of lawyers that work for labs, doctors, and hospitals. You've stated that you pay hospitalization for employees. You did not say how much the company will pay or what the company benefit limits are. Your benefits currently will not cover any medical expenses incurred by a previously hospitalized employee or their spouse who was ill before they became a slave at one of your stores. They will have their wages garnished for all eternity. Or is the store planning on going into health care by building a Walmart hospital in Bentonville where employees must go for hospitalization or go untreated? Will the entire staff be undocumented aliens or legalized aliens holding tacos or practicing psychic surgery? Or will you have a euthanasia wing for employees which you have life insurance on? We'll continue with this and other stories and your phone calls on this Open Phone Friday. We'll get to this right after this short break, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. What the state we're in right now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The law of probabilities is always at work. It would seem to indicate that someday the store will hire a former angry postal worker who is armed to the teeth. That person might come to work one day with more than a smock in their hand. We certainly hope not, but sooner or later the slaves revolt and they win. And want any proof on that? Read the Old Testament. A sweatshop that doesn't think slaves deserve overtime. In Oregon, a jury determined that Walmart must pay overtime to employees. Professor Stone stated that store managers sometimes become overzealous to meet targets and goals. How does that justify slavery? Not according to the courts. When Scott was asked, what if 1% of your employees don't meet regulations, which is 15,000 employees? That's 1% of Walmart, folks. What is the impact on that? Scott squirmed and admitted, well, yeah, that could be a problem. There are a few people in the country not touched by Wally World. A recent conference at the University of Santa Barbara devoted to the Walmart phenomenon pointed out that the stores are a touchstone for America on so many different areas. When the interviewer asked Scott if this store sets the national minimum wage, he denied that, but history shows otherwise. Since in any community, few can earn a higher salary than what the largest in the employer is, what the largest in the employer is paying. I don't understand that line, but we'll continue. The company's influence is clear. Scott was reluctant to comment on whether their power is good or bad for America, but says if I were to look at the spreadsheet, it would come out slightly on the positive side. He also added, there isn't anything more inherently evil about being more efficient. That's exactly what Hitler thought, too. Is there any difference in global conquest between what Hitler did and what Walmart is doing? Hitler used firearms and artillery. The store uses money and prices to conquer the world. Now, on the subject of brainwashing their employees, to work there, you must fit in. Now, there is a chant the workers get together to do in the morning, a great psychological trick as it makes employees feel that they are an important part of the company. This takes place in China as well, just before the store opens. One can trace this kind of brainwashing back to the days of the Red Communist China, where such group chants were mandatory. Could this be the origin of it at Walmart? One has to wonder. Tracking and tracing is a reality. Walmart has a massive near real-time data processing center in each of their Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters that tracks everything purchased for each person. Their data processing people state the data on everything everyone purchases and where is kept for 2 years. If the real ID card replaces money, then you will never, ever be able to buy anything anonymously again. Conclusion. Scott's final comment. How large can we get? As long as we keep doing things the way we're doing it, I don't see any end to it. Translation. Small businesses, beware. If you are a company or small business owners, become anti-Walmart activists now while you still can. And if you want to stay independent, remember what happened to great American companies like Pillowtex, because they bought into the Walmart BS and jumped in bed with them. Yet keep the faith. As the expression goes, every dog has its day. Everyone foolishly thought the real estate bubble could never burst, willfully ignoring the lessons of history. They, too, learned that all power is only temporary. And consider this. What are the first three letters of the word associate? And there's an adjunct to this, a part two, and he just makes some more quick points here. Annual revenue is currently more than $285 billion. Most likely the reporter of CNBC was referring to net income rather than gross. However, this is not a terribly relevant issue since the main problem the chain creates is the long-term damage to the American family through more economic hardships at poverty wages. And folks, this does not just tie into Wally World. This ties in with what is happening with the 30 million illegals in this country searching for work. They're willing to do it at half the cost. So what does that mean when these people, these undocumented workers, replace your jobs and the companies can pay you half the wages? What do you think they're going to say to you? What are you complaining about? You got a job, don't you? Well, I don't care if you can't make ends meet. I don't care if your wife has to go out in the workplace or vice versa. Or I don't care if you have to put your kids to work. That's not my job. I'm a businessman, is what you'll get, because these people are feeling monumentally guilty at some point, at some level in their psyche, okay? Because they grew up in a country that was robust. You know, we don't have too many 20-year-old business owners out there. We got 40 and 50 and 60-year-olds out there that remember the day that a good living wage in this country meant that you could buy homes and cars and other products that Americans produced. But when you moved a whole shebang offshore to go after the slave wage markets and then move them into your super centers, you were eliminating your jobs. And I've warned people from the start, the phenomenon of Wally World. Consumers, shoppers, enjoy the temporary respite because you're buying yourself right out of your own job. Walmart has been caught insuring all their employees with life insurance, with proceeds going to the company and not to the beneficiary or relative of the deceased employee. This truly treats employees as a death investment. The documentary also covered a female employee who has a national management job. She is in charge of all pet departments in the chain, and her career began in the store's pet department. This was used in an example of promotion from within. What has been exposed in the past about internal promotions are that a college business degree is required any management position in the company, even down to the store manager job. Unfortunately, the documentary was too easy on the chain, and this minor detail was not covered. Now, there are some who have written me, and I'm referring to Ted Twitmire here, claiming that Walmart philosophy of cheaper is better, and that's what business is all about. To them, I say, what about the more than 700 sweatshop factories working 12 to 15-hour shifts 7 days a week in China? This is not fiction, but was covered on another documentary last year. It showed the factory conditions. They were strongly reminiscent of America at the turn of the last century. Boiling hot conditions, no ventilation, unclean air, and much, much more. There's also horrible, subhuman, brutal treatment of, shall I say, menstruating women on the production lines that is so terrible it cannot be discussed here. To those that think that cheaper is better, people who want more for the money, or business is just business philosophy, I ask this. Would you want your children working in such a sweat hole? And equally important, would you like your children and your grandchildren to be able to find a job here in America when they're teenagers and when they graduate from college? And in the future, when your children and grandchildren can no longer find a job anywhere except below minimum wage as part-time workers, then how will you feel about those jobs you helped to export after it's too late? It will be the proverbial grass is greener on the other side of the fence, green grass until you jump the fence and discover it's astroturf and you snap your ankles off. We can also thank the ruthless, tyrannical MBA types who would rather buy a factory and shut it down. They rate a company's value for short term rather than keeping people employed and make the corporation even more successful and hire even more people. If you've ever met one of these MBA types, you would know exactly what I mean. I've met several of these people in business. Now, this cutthroat business approach is Walmart's philosophy. The proof? Their actions show it. When they drive local small businesses under wherever they plant one of their cookie-cutter stores, but Walmart best learn that what goes around comes around. And an adjunct to that, folks, is once they drive the local businesses out with prices that are below theirs, what they do in the store to maximize their profit once they eliminate the competition, that's right, they'll raise the prices on the products that they drove the local business out of. So when you're trying to decide to patronize that mom-and-pop store you always went to before the Blue Box came to town, or go to the Blue Box now, your decision should be easy. If you have trouble remembering, then burn into your brain the image of sweatshops with 10-year-old children working 12 to 15 hours a day making $200 Nike shoes, clothes and the handbags, working for pennies an hour, factories that you don't want to use your hard-earned money to support. Every item bought at Walmart adds another nail in the coffin of America's future. And it was, folks. You remember this. I know that you do. You're not that forgetful. There hasn't been too much on your brain that you can't remember recent history past. You remember the days that you had local mom-and-pop stores. You had local meat shops. You had local grocery stores. You had hardware stores and specialty businesses. And these were for people of a more of the entrepreneurial type that wanted a little bit more of the American pie and were willing to put the hours into it to become successful in their small businesses. This was a dream of a lot of people. A lot of people enjoy working for other people because it's easier. You put in 8 hours a day and you go home. But that's not how Wally World feels about it. You put 8 hours in, you put 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours, you don't get any extra pay. After all, you're a good company employee. Think about what America was and how we got there. Cheaper is not always better, ladies and gentlemen. You know, time was that we set the standard on the planet for quality products. It's people happily working for businesses and manufacturing in this country, making quality products for consumption here at home, with other people that were making a decent wage that could buy your products. I mean, literally, ladies and gentlemen, this was a land of milk and honey here. Our streets almost were literally paved with gold. Did that make us too fat, lazy, and apathetic? Well, one would argue maybe it did. But I must remind you that we had a bunch of managers managing our affairs for us. We were living in a country that gave us so much opportunity, we forgot one thing. We forgot to watch the managers. Well, now they've cooked the books and sold the store and run you out of it. And you're sitting around wondering what happened to you. Start using your brains, folks. Let's go to the telephones here. Let's go to Wes in Arkansas. Hello, Wes.
Hey, John. How you doing, buddy?
Good, sir.
A couple of things. What was the amount of money you said that the Walmart makes that he said in that article?
There was there was $32 billion a year.
Okay, the real number straight out of Retail Link is $285 billion yearly. That's the real number that they do.
Say that number again.
$285 billion, and that comes straight out of their own website.
Now,
their
is
private
this,
website.
Is this operations worldwide or this country?
That is Walmart, Inc.
Okay. All right.
Walmart, Inc.
All right.
And that consists of, here nationally in the United States, there's 3,536 stores. There's 35 Amigo stores in Puerto Rico, 111 neighborhood markets, 2,103 super centers, and 1,287 straight Walmart stores.
You know, there's a smiley, happy face. You know,
right.
I keep thinking, do you remember the T-shirts with the smiley, happy faces, a bullet
sure.
hole between the forehead? You know, I...
Put one of those smiley, happy faces on your website and see how fast they sue you for copyright infringement.
Well, and it's a shame. I mean, people are not seeing this. They're so wrapped up in their normal daily business routine. And they don't know what's happening to them because we've got a media and people that are so self-possessed with whatever they're doing and who's ever possessing them for whatever reason, paycheck mostly. You know, allegiance, you don't do too many good news stories on television unless you're not going to be around.
John, I have to admit, I work for, somebody who vends to them, and I make very good money. I mean, you know where I'm at, kind of what's going on. I mean, but it's crazy. I mean, I work for a company that this next fiscal year, we will probably just peak past $75 billion in sales.
Mm-hmm.
And, they still stretch us over a barrel and beat us like a drum.
Well, and they're going to continue to do that. But keep in mind, if they can find another outfit that is going to beat your price, you're gone.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, we do just to them, we do in the neighborhood of $8.5 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good chunk of, the business. And they definitely rule the roost.
Well, and as you see Wally World and their marketing savvy and their retail outlet stores, what do you think the future of America is going to be as far as?
Well, the way I've looked at it for a long time since I kind of woke up was, they're such a huge entity. You've got the government slapping Bill Gates on the wrist left and right, yet they leave Walmart alone. And the one thing that always got me is I've always looked at them like, they are a separate arm of the government that is corralling and controlling the whole distribution and logistics of America. And so if you have, like you said, if they control the food, they control everything.
Well,
and I'll tell you this, the way that their company is structured, when public outrage does reach a point where the government has to do something, they're already broken up into so many little companies, it would take them one day to pull the trigger and go, okay, now you have – and I didn't even include Sam's Clubs in there.
Right.
You have Sam's Clubs. You have neighborhood markets. You have, all of these little small entities, and they say, okay, we're not the big conglomerate we used to be. And it would only take them a day to do that.
Mm-hmm. And the really sad part about this is that this centralization, this retail centralization that Walmart is going through – the politicians in Washington aren't going to touch this sacred cow because they're the one that created the monster in the first place, the most favored trade status with China.
And they're reaping the benefits.
They're absolutely reaping the benefits, but here we are, and I thought these are our vaunted ones in
we're getting raped by the benefits.
We're exactly that. And where is looking out for, forget the little guy. I don't make the distinguish. I don't distinguish between people's stature about how much money they earn. I'm talking about all of America. Where are these people's interests? It doesn't lie with the American people. They have sold us out lock, stock, and barrel. And we don't seem to be able to stop this because here's this corporatization ties with one corporation. The business of government is business. At one time, and I would have to say that the Wally World is almost teetering on antitrust.
Yeah.
I would think so. We used to have antitrust laws in this country that prevented somebody from getting too big and to invite competition at least.
But they're structured to take care of that in an instant if that ever becomes an issue. They'll split up, and it'll take them a day, and it'll be done. And, you know, and we won't have a thing to say about it.
All right. Well, Wes, I appreciate calling in. I appreciate your call very much. You know, folks, it's maddening. You know, the number one, and you need to look at this and plug different aspects of this in. You know, what does this affect? You know, the number one cause for divorce in America is money. Money, 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 money. You need money to live. You need it, folks. You need money to pay bills. What is it doing to the structure of the family when you drive the woman out of the home to go be the second breadwinner for the family? And then you turn around and you have to pay some child-based babysitting service. You've lost control and the beauty of rearing your children. Some people may not think that way, but ask women when they first give birth. It's the most beautiful thing they've ever seen. But yet they're not around to make sure and nurture these children until adulthood. Remember, they're adults in training, folks. And you're important to them.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Next hour, if I have some time, I'm going to cover this on the EU and some of the comments that are being made about the European Constitution that the three countries have now rejected, folks. And just give you a little tease on this, there's a variety of problems that convince majorities in both France and the Netherlands to reject Europe's increasingly strong expansionistic impulse, which the proposed European Constitution represents. Economic issues such as high unemployment and the rising cost of living, which Brussels seems powerless to rectify. Why? Well, folks, it's a fiat money system. It devalues. You can't do as much with the devaluing currency, so you have to do what? you have to raise prices. And then that just turns everything into spiraling. This brings, I do believe, folks, that this brings out the worst, because people still try to look at their bottom line, and they see that bottom line shrinking. They do everything and anything in their power, some will, to maintain a bottom line. Now, in your own imagination, think about what they're capable of doing. It also goes on to say the requirement of whether countries subsidize poorer ones, which many in the wealthier nation believe has become too expensive, a strong dissatisfaction with immigration policy, with large numbers of immigrants, many illegal from North Africa and the Middle East, the quick expansion of the European Union, 10 new states, including impoverished Eastern European states and Muslim Turkey. Underlying these particular grievances and outrages is a general belief that the leaders for a unified Europe are an arrogant, undemocratic lot far removed from the problems of Europeans and lack any interest to learn about these problems. As one celebrating Dutchman said, the European Union is stupid. Back to the phones here. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Can you hear me, John?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
We're moving away from the radio, but I believe all of this world situation goes back to Cecil Rhodes' plan and is also tied to Agenda 21 to regionalize everything in the world, and we're going to be eliminated from participating in the benefits of it.
It's ironic that you should mention Cecil Rhodes, because Robbie Noel is from Rhodesia. It's been since renamed. But it's fascinating. I reminded him that I said the real problem with this started with the Illuminists that got together and decided that, the one way to control everything, to have the real power and the control on the face of the planet is to, control the currencies and the issuance of money. Control the credit, which a debt monetary system, it basically is. It's a big fat credit card with interest on it. John, you still there?
Oh, yes, that and also food and resources, which they did through skullduggery they did during the oil crisis in the 70s. They're taking over countries and their natural resources, and it's just on and on, total corruption and decay of our society as we know it here in this country. They don't want this to succeed.
Well, it's too good of an example. I mean, people seem to forget why people sought to come to this country. And a lot of people will try to be an apologist or take the hard edge off of this illegal immigration coming into this country. Yeah, you know, I feel bad for the Mexicans. You know, I feel bad that they've lived under despotic regimes after regimes in Mexico. That there was never any government down there that I can think of in recent history that said, wait a minute, let's take care of our own people. And some people will say, well, we can't blame them for coming into the United States to try to better their lives. Not the expense of me and my family or not. Expense of this country and how it was structured that we could have a decent living and have a little bit of money left over at the end of the month. Not on my watch.
Well, John, also all of those despot and dictators were probably set up by our government.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And also their agenda to educate them in a way to hate us in some areas of the world, and also just to not educate them and keep them ignorant. But we have a country that have been educated to think this way. Our legislators have been educated to think this way, and that's why we're going down this slippery slope very fast.
All right. John, thanks for your call. We'll be right back. 7465, next hour.
Eli's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable portable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.